Many people from the corporate sector have expressed their views on the Hindenburg controversy. In a latest, industrialist Anand Mahindra tweeted, "Global media is speculating whether current challenges in the business sector will trip India's ambitions to be a global economic force. I have lived long enough to see us face earthquakes, droughts, recessions, wars, and terror attacks. All I will say is, never, ever bet against India." Mahindra's statement has come in the backdrop of a report released by the US-based Hindenburg Research, a short seller firm, which has been in the controversies in the past for its controversial reports. Notably, on January 24, Hindenburg released its report. Owing to this, Adani Enterprises Limited stock fell from January 24 closing of ₹3,442 to February 2 closing of ₹1,565. The company lost a value of around 2.4 lakh rupees crore. Despite setbacks, FPO worth 20,000 crore rupees by Adani Enterprises was oversubscribed on January 31, with heavy support from non-institutional investors. However, on February 2, 2023, the group decided to withdraw the FPO to considering investors' future interest. In a video message, Gautam Adani of the Adani Group said the interest of his investors was paramount and everything else secondary. Here, it is worth mentioning that Hindenburg Research is a short seller firm that claims to specialize in forensic financial research. A short trade is a way to make money if an investment's price drops. When it releases its research, if the price of the target company's stock or bond falls due to negative sentiment created by the report, Hindenburg can profit. Reports suggest Hindenburg has the backing of several investors and its core business operation is to make money through short trade. Its founder Nathan Anderson has targeted various companies earlier too and has faced castigation in the US courts.